Today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin. We're right at the top word, the top line. So, first word. But just remember, we just finished the psak of Rav, like Rabbi Meir, which is really the psak of the Rabbonan, except that we had it mixed up, so he told us, halachic Rabbi Meir. But the bottom line was that the psak was that Avadim Avadin of Karkaot, and that was the reason that we had brought things around to switch the girsa, because we saw that according to the Chachomim, we're not nishboim on avadim, because they're like karkos. Obviously, that was the sheet of the rabbim, according to which we would have to treat avadim as if they're always be reshut haba'alim, and because of that, they would never be nikneh the way metatlin would be when it comes to gezela. Today, the Gemara finds stiras in Rav's psak. Mi omar Rav avdek mekarkoedam he. Is it true that Rav Paskin over here, according to, well, the Chachomim or Rabbi Meir, Lashitatenu, anyway, the Girsa, that Avonim Avedin of Karkaot, we are Omer of the Neobar of Katina Omer Rav, Hatokev Ba'avdoshu Chavero, Viasabo Melacha Patur? Here Rav is quoted by Rav the Neobar Katina as saying that if somebody takes someone else's Eved and works with him, the din is that he is Patur. Now, why would he be patur to pay? So then, if a person would go and take over somebody's karka, karka is not nigzelet, and mamela would never leave the reshut of the owner. So, over here, we should say, sorry? If the halacha would be that it remains in the reshut of the baalim, and you're using it, and why in the world would you be potter to pay for the use of somebody else's things? If it's not nigzelet, if it's nigzelet, so then you take it into your reshut, whatever is done with it is done with it, as long as your ma'azir kishata gezela, as we saw. But if it's ain't a nigzelet, it should be no different than taking something that someone else was going to use, and in that case you have to pay for it. You walk into somebody else's house, which was omed l'rental, and you're polish, and you move in, you have to pay. Here, I mean, I would assume if it's an evet, that it's certainly something that is omed to be used, and therefore you should pay for it. Unless, of course, avonim are like metatlim, and then you did it bishat, that it was in your rishus, you were gozel it, then that would explain, but that would be a contradiction in Rav. So, Isa agadai d'chavta k'magar koi, domi amai patur, b'shutat amari koi. It's talking about over here that the avadim were at a point where nobody was going to use them, and that becomes a zenene v'zelo chaser. And in the case of zenene v'zelo chaser, you are patur, very much like the case of kiyada shalach rabbi l'mori barmar boy minem ravuna. Yes, mori barmar to ask ravuna hadar b'chatzar chaveru shalomi da'ato. Somebody lives in someone else's house without his knowledge. He just moves in. Tzarich la'alot lo sachar or in tzarich la'alot lo sachar. Do you have to pay for the rental or not? V'sholchu le, he sent him back. Eino tzarich la'alot lo sachar. That in a case where the bayit is not omeid to be rented, so you don't have to pay for the rental. And therefore, here too, you took the other guy's eved, you don't have to pay for the rental. Wait a minute, there's a big difference. Achi ashta. Bishlema atam ben laman yomra beta miat v'yotim nechale, ben laman yomra shia yukat shar nechale. Remember that anything that has in it wear and tear, he said it's not shayach to apply to it that rule. I mean, so accept that the thing is that people are necha, that their house should be house-sitted. If somebody's living in the house, they take care of the house. So that if they see a water line break, they'll have it fixed. If the ceiling cracks about to collapse, they'll have it fixed. Mashenke, if nobody is living there, that's a chisaron for the owner. And the same thing would be true if you hold according to the man d'yomar, not that we trust the people necessarily to do anything for it, but Shia Yukashar, Shia, remember, was the name of the shade that somehow makes things look decrepit the moment that you move out. That's the ghost town effect. So the ghost town effect's name is Shia. They hire Shia in movie studios all the time for ghostly effects. And whatever the shita is, it's useful. advantage? Well, what is the advantage of stealing another guy's eved? I mean, why would somebody, you're going to be making use of him, you're going to weaken him. Says, oh, absolutely. People want avodim to be used. The last thing that you want is an eved to get into the habit of lazying around. They want you to use their eved, because otherwise that's even worse than Shia. He gets used to watching TV. In fact, Rav Yosef Bar Chama's household, they would take the avadim of people that owed them money and would use them for melacha. So Rabbah, Rav Yosef's son, said to him, my time of it, Marachi, why do you do that? Is it mutter? I mean, isn't it, you're taking advantage of people who owe you money? It's like ribit. No. The Omer of Nachman, Avda, Naum, Kresi, Lo Shave. An Eved, the kind of work that he does, he isn't even worth what you take to fill his stomach. And so because of that, basically, we're not taking anything from him. So it's like, there's nothing at all that we're really taking advantage of him for. So he said, people don't care. Amalei, wait, that's Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was referring to his own Eved. I mean, Ema, the Omer Rav Nachman, Kagon Daro Avde. Daro Avde had a very interesting profession. He was an entertainer in pubs. So he's the Merakit Beit Kuvei. So it was not exactly a big salary maker. But Kulu Avde Me'avet Avde. I mean, other Avodim certainly, I mean, they work, don't they? Well, Omalei Anakar of Daniel Svirli. Actually, the reason I do it is because I order Rav Daniel, Dom Rav Daniel, Barav Katira, Marava, Toki, Bato, Shechavero, Viasabo, Melacha. That if somebody uses somebody else's Eved and does Melacha with it, he's Potter. Apparently because, as we just explained in the Gemara, Nechale, Delo, Listre, Avde. People are happy to have their Avadim used. So I'm not taking anything from him. Omalei, so his son told him, now wait a minute, Animile Ekadolo Masik Bozuze. That's only where they don't owe you money. But Mark, even the Masik Bozuze, since, dear father, you are taking advantage here of people that owe you money. I mean, even you're saying, technically speaking, you're not getting anything from them. That sure doesn't look good. And it's Mirzik Ribit. The Omer of Yezub Ben Yumi, Omer of Nachman, Afa Pisham Roa Darba Chatzach Haviro Shalom Yidato, En Tzarech La'alot HaSachar. Even though we pask it, that if somebody lives in someone else's home, and it's Zedenev Zolokaseri, does not have to pay him. But if that guy owes him money, and then he moves into his house, he does have to pay him. Because otherwise people will say, you moved in, you're taking advantage of him for a rebate. Oh, my lord, Rabbi Yosef said, okay, I give up. Hadri be, never mind, won't do it again.
Could you take it as payment?
Yeah, well, he could take it as payment, but he didn't want to. Itmar, after all, it's not worth the money you put into him. Itmar. Hatokib svinatosho chavirovi asabo melacha. I'm going to steal a guy's yacht. So, Omar Rav, well, ratza secharan notel, ratza pichata notel. Look, and if you went ahead and you used a guy's yacht, either the guy could take the normal sachar, or he could take wear and tear. And it's up to him. Vishmuel Amash says, no, ain't no tel ala pachata. Most he gets back is what was damaged to it, is wear and tear on it. And Rav Pop explained, they're not even arguing. They're talking about different cases. Om Rav Pop lo pligi. Ha, the avida la agra. One is a case where this yacht is always rented out. In which case, we assume that when somebody goes ahead and uses it, he's not going in there as a goslin. He's using it and he's going to pay the rental. So if that's the case, he gives the sachar. If the sachar is worth more money than the wear and tear, so then that's what he's got to give because he didn't steal it. But the law of Ida Leagra, in a case where the thing is not meant for rental, he breaks in and he takes it. So over there, we look at it as breaking and stealing. And then in terms of a goslin, over there, even if the schar is greater than the wear and tear, remember that a goslin only pays kisha'ata gezeila. So paradoxically, you're worse off if you're not his guy, but I mean, that's usually the way it is, right? Or we could say they don't argue the avidalagra. Both cases is where the boat is omade to be rented, and the question is whether we know what it is that you went to do. And other nachet like adaita the gazlanuta. So if you went in it, bedafka, to steal it, and you hope that nobody would find out, so over there you don't pay the schar, even when the schar is higher than the wear and tear cost. Gazal matbea v'nistak, the next case we had in the Mishnah, contrasts things in which the ezek, to the change in the object is nikar, to cases where the change in the object is not nikar. Let's just take a look back without turning the page, because it's right there in front of you in Amud Beit, and look in the cases of the Mishnah to see the examples. Gazal matbea v'nistak, right smack in the middle of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Gazal matbea v'nistak, perot v'irkivu, yayin v'yichmit. So now, you stole something that was wrecked. So now the coin was actually cracked. Or you had rotten perot now. Or a good wine that had turned sour. So then you pay like the Shata Gezelah because you are certainly kainit, it's no longer Ke'en Shegazal. But if you stole a Madbea v'nifsal, which I think would mean, but we're going to see in the Gemara, maybe not, that the government canceled usage of this coin, or Truma v'nitmeit, and the Truma being Tmeya doesn't look any different, neither does Chometz Rovalava Pesach, or Behema that was used for illicit purposes, in all of these cases, we can say Arisha Chalafanecha. So now let's take a look at two approaches to the meaning of Nistak. Omer Avuna, when it says over here Nistak, it means Nistak with a crack, literally Nistak. Nifsal means that the government canceled the coin, just like we thought. But not everybody agrees, because Rav Yehuda Amar, no. If Pesalato Malchut, that's the equivalent of Nistak, because look at it. I mean, if you look at it, it's clearly over here the equivalent of a completely useless coin, and it's clearly not what it was. I can take a look at it and see that. When we say nifsal can't mean that prima facie it's worthless. Nifsal must mean that pasalato medina zo v'yotza b'medina acheret. When we say Medina, we refer to a state within an empire. In other words, it's the same Malchut, but people in this particular area don't like to use that coin. So you go into a store, they won't take it from you. But Lamaisa, if you go somewhere else in the country, to a different Medina in the country, they will accept it. So in that case, it's not prima facie useless, it's just that it's locally not going to be yotze, and it's a lot of trouble. That would be the nifsal, but if it's more than that, it's valueless. And you look at it and you see it's valueless. Omalei Rav Chisil Rav Huna, l'didach ta'amit nifsal pasalatom malchut. I don't get it, said Rav Chisil Rav Huna. I mean, you claim that if, in fact, the government canceled the coin, then that means it's useless. So then, why isn't that the equivalent of Peirot v'Erkivu, Yayin v'Echmitz, where it's completely valueless, and I see it's valueless, so the Chipasalatol Malchut Dami, over there it says, V'Shalim Kishata Gezela, Omalei, but what's the comparison? One of them is a mental evaluation that requires data to be inputted from somewhere else, right? There's nothing when you look at it that tells you, oh, gee, this isn't worth anything. It's when you look at it, coupled with your knowledge, that these coins are no longer useful. Masha'enkem, we're talking about the yayin and the peirot nishtaneta amovarecho. Ba'achalo nishtaneta. There's no change in the coin. If there's no change in the coin itself. So where was the shinui? I don't understand. Why isn't it ke'en shegazal? It's something completely exterior. Masha'enkem, the yayin, I don't understand how you're comparing it. The yayin and the peirot are obviously different. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that. Omalei Rava l'Rav Yehuda, and according to you, l'didach t'amrit pesalatom malchut is the equivalent of nistak. I mean, so why is that any different than truma v'nitmeit, right? Truma v'nitmeit, why is the truma v'nitmeit no good? Because you know that it's no good. There's nothing when you look at the truma that tells you it's no good. So the same thing is true about this coin. You know that it's no good, but there's nothing in the coin that says it's no good. So why isn't it exactly the same? It's truva v'nitmeit, which is the equivalent of pesalato malchut dami. And it says in a Mishnah that you could say reisha chalafanecha. Omar le, not so. Because atam lo minkar hazeka. Hacha minkar hazeka. Look, you could see this coin and its problem if you know that there's a problem. But the problem is visible. But with the tuna, the problem is not visible. It's the problem that's known about. So what the Gemara has done basically is it showed us the gradations between something which is shinui in the body to all the way to the other extremes where there's no shinui at all in the body, and it's just your knowledge of what happened to it, and then in between we have the other two gradations. Omar le'atam v'achem in karaseka itma. Hamadecha v'ro al hamadbeya v'nifsela hamadbeya. Now we have cases where people will conduct business. They'll deliver 500 tons of oranges, right? And they'll say, okay, you owe me for that 500 U.S. dollars. So they're posek now that on U.S. dollars, the old-fashioned dollars, used to be actual silver coinage. So now the government posels that matbea. Now what do you pay him in? Rav Amar, noten lo matbea hayotze beota sha'a. You give him the new coinage, whatever it is, because you said you would give him a matbea, and this is no longer a matbea, because a matbea, by definition, means something that's usable in business transactions. It doesn't mean a piece of metal, and this is no longer a matbea. It became a piece of metal. Vishmuel Amar. Shmuel says, no, you can always say to him, Yachol Omar lo, lechotzio b'mishan. Go and use this money in some other place where they accept it. Omer Reb Nachman, well, I mean, Mistavri Milton Shmuel, Ditle Urchel Meza L'Mishan. I mean, look, this makes sense only where, in fact, Mishan is accessible. She's saying the local government parceled it, but it's still a kosher coin, so it has value. But, I mean, if you have no way of getting there, for all intents and purposes, for this guy, it's useless. Aboletle Urchalo, if you can't get to Meishan, the theoretical fact that this thing may be usable there is not meaningful in this transaction. Eitve Ravel Rav Nachman, and what are you going to do about the din of Maaser Sheni when it says, Ein Mechalalin al Hama'ot She'enam Yotzot? You cannot be Mechalel Maaser Sheni on money that is currently not usable. Ketzad. Hayulo Maot Kozviot Yerushalmiot. Suppose you had old Bar Kokhba coins. There's one chap in Kozviot Ben Kuziva. The other lotion of Kozviot is that is Kziv. Kziviot. That they come from Kziv up north. And these were the old coins. Oh, Yerushalmiot, according to this Girsa, you had the old coins from Yerushalayim, for that matter, coins from Malchut Beit David, who knows, and you had from the Malachim HaRishonim, you can't use that coin. Now, but if you would have the equivalent coin in modern coinage, in other words, what we're doing over here is we're taking an example of something that has no access, right? This kind of thing is something that is a time problem. Now, there's no way to travel in time to use these things. But if you have the equivalent case of space, so you have the same thing, which are shalachronim dumya derishonim, so you have now a spatial issue. Now, the spatial issue means that they don't go out here, but I'm able to move around in space. In other words, why in the world would you use a time travel problem other than to point out that it's only because of the time travel that I have an issue. But space travel would be okay. So that means the equivalent case of space travel, meaning that it's not useful locally, but I can move to another space, go to another country, and use this thing, I would, in fact, be able to be mechalal it. Now, obviously, this is by definition the equivalent of having no way to get there. Why? Because in any event, the coins would have to come back to Yerushalayim to use. So even if I had a way to get there, I don't have a way to get there. It's a meaningless situation. Well, you were talking about banking, that's one thing. Well, you're talking about Maaser Sheni, you're going to have to bring this back to Yerushalayim and buy food there. So you have exactly the same case, and it's saying over here that nonetheless you can use it for chilul. Oh, Marley, that's because Ach Maaskin Kishein Malchiot Makpidot Zerazot. We're talking about a case where there's no problem of transferring from one country to the other. So you could bring the coins back to Yerushalayim. It's not talking about that they're going to check you in Mechas. If they find the coins, they're going to take them from you and so on. There's not a hakpada. So what are you talking about? So then Shmuel, you're saying Shmuel was talking about where the Malchiot are Makbid? So if the Malchiot are Makbid, then you don't have a way to get to Meishan. I mean, you're certainly not expected to smuggle and take a risk of losing everything, are you? So Hechi Motzi Makbid, what did Shmuel mean? Well, if you have a way to get there, what is that supposed to mean? Join the Taliban? The Malchiot are Makbidot, so how am I going to get there? Well, it means... Yeah, it's like going through Meches without making an announcement. Exactly. They generally don't check all of your suitcases. But if you happen to be the unlucky number 12, so then if they find it, you're in trouble. So the Shmuel is saying, okay, that type of chance you can take.
Rabbi, I have a problem with the Bar Kochba
coming. Yeah. That's right. Toshma. Now, wait a minute. This doesn't work out very well. Because here it says, Ein mechalalin al ma'ot shel kan vein bebavel. You can't use Israeli coins in Bavel. And v'shel bovel vein kan. But if there's shel bovel vein bebavel, then you can be mechal. Now, it says, Katani miyat, Ein mechalalin al ma'ot shel kan vein bebavel. Now, I don't get it. You're going to have to... I forgot the sofa la mesa klahatam. I mean, you're certainly going to have to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, right? So you're still saying you cannot take them, the Yerushalayim coins. The owner is in Bavel. He's got his meiser sheni in Bavel. He wants to be mechalalit because you're saying that since that money is not yotze in Bavel, you can't use it. But you're going to be coming with the money to Yerushalayim. So obviously it's the equivalent of Shmuel's case of Meishan. And it says you can't use it. So what that goes to show that you cannot use even though it Yotze somewhere, it has to be Yotze where you are. So why did we say that it would be okay? Well, no, that's talking about Achmaiskin Kishmachyot Makpidotzoazo. There it's talking about that they really are Makpid and they do check you and you're gonna, and indeed if you would use that money there would be no way that you could get it here and it is indeed not Yotze there. It's a complete Akpada. So there, okay, so we've got three levels. We're not Makpid and Makpid they don't check and here they check everybody's suitcase and they confiscate that money. So I don't understand. So then if you're in Bavel and you're using Bavel money, it's still going to be useless because you're not going to be able to bring the Bavel money to spend in Yerushalayim. So anyway, Lamai Chazu, what do you mean? As David said, you can always buy an animal, can't you? So you buy an animal, then you bring the animal to Yerushalayim, then you eat it. So there you go. I mean, we don't think of animals as food, but that's what they are. So the Zavi Bubeim Mazik Yerushalayim. I don't understand this whole case, says the Gemara. What is that supposed to mean, that it's not Yotze there? I mean, V'atani, Hitkinu Shiei Hamo'ot Yotzot B'Yerushalayim Mipnei Kach. And we're going to see what the Mipnei Kach is later. But in any event, it says before, you can't use Bavel money here in Yerushalayim. But I thought the whole idea was that there was a takana that all money is acceptable in Yerushalayim, and the bank will cash anything in terms of anything else. And we'll see, that was a takana for the universal openness of Yerushalayim, so that what would be the case where you're saying that the money was not Yotze here? How would that happen? Omer Bizera, well, I mean, obviously it's a political issue too, isn't it? I mean, Lokasha. Kam bizman shiyad Yisrael tekifa, I mean, it depends. If the Yad Yisrael is tekifa al umot ha'olam, so then fine. Kan bizman shiyad umot ha'olam tekifa al atzman, which is also a euphemism, and that's no good, and then it doesn't help really for you to make these takonas. Some actually say the inverse, that if Yad Yisrael is tekifa al umot ha'olam, you don't need for all coins to be out of Yerushalayim because you simply make certain that the roads are safe since we're in charge. But where the umot are not under our thumbs, they always have a tendency to be fighting with each other and having akpadot. And therefore, you have to make sure that people can bring their coins to Yerushalayim. It's two completely different approaches. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan, you say matbeot to Yerushalayim. What was on that matbea? Well, there was David and Shlomo on one side, and there was Yerushalayim HaKadosh on the other side. course, if you were very frum, you wouldn't put pictures. You would just put the words. Here be David or Shlomo with a thumbprint. And then on the... that's actually what the Rishonim
said. Really?
Yeah. I mean, next thing you'll have is some movie with the Ten Commandments. You know, you start with a coin, it goes downhill from there. But we're not supposed to have tzirot on the matbeah, as Tosis points out. Ezeu matbeah shel Avraham Avinu, zakenu zkena mitzad achad, ubachur ptula mitzad achar. We certainly wouldn't want to have a pretty girl in the back. So, you know, here be bitula. This is monitin. It doesn't mean it was a popular coin. People would, not the people, but you would strike coins that were commemorative.
When Avram bought Ma'at Machpelah, it wasn't in coins?
No. It was a shkalim. It's metallic, but it's not necessarily that it would work because of the picture on it. It works because of the shekel and the shkal. Bo'mine Rav Mirav Yechista. You know, we've been discussing what it is that we do in the event of cancellation of a coin. But you didn't talk about what happens with inflation or deflation. So what about there? How about Hamavet Chaveirala Matbeah Vosifuala Mao? How about if the new Matbeah actually weighs more than the old Matbeah? Same picture, but the government, being choshesh for the devaluation of the coin, issued new shkalim. So you've been telling me what happens, this was the whole discussion, what happens if the coin was nifsal? Notila matbeah yotzei b'otah zman. Shmuel says, yochel omer lechotzio b'mishan. But how about in the other direction? How about if they're mosif? Omer lo, same thing. Noten lo matbeah yotzei b'otah sha'ah. You give him what it was at the time that you're paying. Omer lo, what does that mean? Afil ki nafya? I mean, even if it goes up to a nafya. Omer lo yin. Afil ki tartia. Tartia is like a very large selah. Omalayin. But how is that possible? Vaka Zilin Peiros. I mean, if that would be the case, so then it's rebit. Because basically what's happened is, you said, okay, you don't have to pay me now, pay me later. Now you're going to be paying him later in a coin which is actually, you're saying, but technically it's the same coin, that's all very nice, but you're paying for 500 tons of oranges. And with the money that you're paying for 500 tons of oranges, you're now able to buy 600 tons of oranges. Because the perot are now zol in comparison to this new matbeah. So if that's the case, why isn't that like rebate?
Well, why is it asked like that? Because why doesn't it say it's like rebate?
No, because we're assuming that that's the point in the revaluation, is that now prices have changed to match the new thing, right? But we understand that under the surface, things are happening in the market that the government is trying to offset. Mm-hmm. So that's really what we're going to get to, which is what Rav Ashi says. Says Rav Ashi, look, it's all very nice to say that the price of the perot is going down, but why is the price of the perot going down? I mean, so chazina, imach mativa azil. Yeah, you're right. It's true that if the change in the weight of the matbea accounts for the change in the price. So then you're right. So then Enochinami, we would be Menachinami. We would deduct that value, so it shouldn't be rebate. But, Imach Matirazil, if there are other reasons for fluctuations in the market, for instance, suppose there was a tremendous amount of rain in the interim, and a great amount of new oranges coming on board, and because of that, the price has fallen, because you have now, the market is flooded. So then, lo minakinan la. It's not automatic. That's what he meant to say. When he said, you pay him in a new matbeah, what he meant to say was, the new matbeah is not necessarily unfair or rebate. You have to take a look and see if it is or not. But if lamais, you can account for the change some other way, so then you give him the new matbeah. Because then it's not mirzik rebate. Okay, tomorrow, we'll see the other issue, which is, I mean, why are we measuring the value of the coin in terms of the original perot? Why don't we simply measure it in terms of the metal? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, you're talking about a silver coin. Why don't you see what the price of silver is? Why are we talking about the price of perot? Okay, that we'll see tomorrow. Review. Umi Omar Rav Avda Kimekar Koidam, Ivi Omar Rav Daniel Barav Katin Omar Rav Tokev Avdo Shachavi Rovia Salbomela Chapatur, Visa Kadaita Avda Kimekar Koidam, amai patur b'shuta damarikoi. Hakumai eskinan shelo b'sha'at melacha ki hoda shalach l'rabab l'mori barmar boi minei merivuna hadar b'chatzach aviro shelo midato tzirich la'alot lo sachar o in tzirich la'alot lo sachar v'sholchu lo eino tzirich la'alot lo sachar. Hachi hashta hata b'shleima hata mbein l'man di omar that the guy should be living there. Bein lamanda b'shia yukashar, also nechale. But achami nechale, the nikosh avde. Amre, oh yes indeed, achinami nechale. Delo listre avde. Bein rev Yosef bar chama avi tokif avde, the inchi damasuk v'zuzi v'avde bumalacha. Omele rabba bray my time oven mar hafi. Omele, yom rev Nachman, avde noom crazy anyway, lo shave. Omele, I'm the yom rev Nachman, go on daro avde. The Meraket Bekuvi. I mean, Kulei Avdi, Mi Avid Avdi, don't they? Omele, well, I'm the Dekar of Daniel Svirli. The Omer of Daniel, but of Katina, Omarav, Atoki Bava, Shechaver of Asoba, Melacha Patur, and that meant, of course, as we just proved, that Alma Nechad, the lonely stray Avdi. Omele, that would be all very nice if they didn't owe you money. Ani Melech, Lola Masik Bozuzi. Mark, even the Masik Bozuzi. Mirzikari beat. Dom Rav Yosef ben Yomi Omrim Nachman. Afa pisha amru adar v'chatzach v'rosh lo midato inzarech la'alot oschar. If he owes you money, he'll vow v'adar v'chatzach v'ro, then you do have to pay him zachar. Omrei, whoops, hadribi. Itma, atokit sinatosh v'ro v'yasobo milacha, Omar Rav ratza, zechara notel, ratza pachata notel, perfect. Perfect evening after the pirate attack on a Tzim ship today for this Gemara. Rishmuel Amar, Eino Notel, Ela Pachata. Amrif Papa, Lo Pligi. Hodi Avida Liagro, the Lo Avida Liagro, or Ibaitema of Hodi Avida Liagro. The question is, what was your intent? Hodi Nochet Liadaita the Agra, Hodi Nochet Liadaita the Gazanuta. Goes Amat Beyaman Istak, Omrevuna Nistak means Nistak Mamash, but Nifsal is Pisalatom Malchut. Reviewed Omer, no. Pisalatom Malchut is exactly the same as Nistak. Elechidami Nifsal Pasalatom Medina Zo, but it's still Yotz in the Malchut somewhere. So it's Yotz of Medina Acheret. Omer of Chisl Revuna, Ludidach, Amrit Nifsal Pasalatom Malchut, Hare Perot Virkivu, Yain Vichmitz, which is exactly the same, isn't it? Absolutely not. Atam nishtanetam over echo. Hocha lo nishtane at all. Omalei Ravel reviewed it and the didak damit pesalatom alchud dami anu nizdak. Is why is it any different than true of a nitma? Something that you know. You're saying if I know, then that's the same thing. Dechi pesalatom alchud dami vekatani omer lo sherech arishcha lefanecha. Omalei no. Atam lo minkar hezeka. You have to know about the hezek. Hocha minkar hezeka. Itma, amavet chaviro ala matbea, v'nifsla ha matbea. Rav amar noten lo matbea, yotzi bota sha'a, ushmul amar yachol lomar lo lecho tzio b'meishan. Om Rav Nachum, istavri lo tishvu di itlei urche lo meisho lo meishan, aval etlei urche lo. Eit vei rov ala Rav Nachum, ein bechalalina ala maot she'inan yotzot. Keitzat, ayu lo maot kuzavi yod yurshalmiot. O shal malachim arishonim. Ein mechalalim. Hashal achronim dumya derishonim mechalalim. Omale, well, we're talking about over here, kishein amalchiyot makpidot zo azo. So, and kiyoma shmuel, so kishemalchiyot makpidot zo azo, so then hechi matzi mamtilu. No, mamtzi leideat chag. In other words, they're makpid, but lo bachashe, but imashke chekapte. Tashma ein mechalalim alamot shal kan vein bebovo, shal bovo vein kan, shal bovo vein bebovo mechalalim. Okay, but it says ein mechalalim alamot shal kan vein bebovo. Af agav the sofa la mesak lahatam. Hakama askinu kishimachiyot are totally makpidot zalzo, and they are bachashe. So then, I don't get it. So yachi shal bovo vein bebovo is also useless. Who cares about the fact that they're locally useful? You can't break them in here. Lamai chazu. Well, chazu zavibu behema. But how is there such a case? You will remember that it was Avram Avinu that instituted Zikna. Vosifu alav ma'o. Amalo natin lo matbiya yotze ba'ota sha'a, just like the other direction. Amalo yafilu ki nafi, amalo yin. Vafilu ki tartia, amalo yin. Vokazailin pire. Amre vashi. Well, all he means to say is that chazinan. Imach bativa zil menakinai. Imach mat tira zil lo menakinai.